Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Exodus. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to see me on the mountain and wait there, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment, which I have written for their instruction." So Moses set out with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. To the elders, he had said, "Wait here for us until we come to you again, for Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute may go to them." Then Moses went up to the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up to the mountain. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Our second reading is from 2 Peter. "For we do not follow cleverly devised myths when we made it known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we have been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that voice was conveyed to him by the majestic glory, saying, 'This is my son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased.' We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. So we have the prophetic message more fully confirmed. You will do well to be attentive to this as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. First of all, you must understand this, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, because no prophecy ever came by human will, but men and women moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, "This is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to you, O Christ.
Today, the church hears stories of mountaintop experiences. First, it's Moses who goes to the mountaintop with Joshua. Now, as an aside, many don't realize that Joshua comes with Moses at many of those major moments in the presence of God. Nathan Frombach of Wartburg Seminary notes that Moses mentors Joshua for leadership to come. Today, though, the events focus on Moses and his time in the presence of God. In the gospel reading, Jesus takes three disciples up onto the mountaintop with him, and Jesus is transfigured. Jesus' appearance changes. Of course, he does not change. They witness Moses and Elijah alongside Jesus. Many understand these appearances to represent the law with Moses and the prophets with Elijah. Each of them have their own experience is in the presence of God. Finally, they witness that bright cloud and a voice identifying Jesus as the Son of God, the Beloved. They listen and receive instruction. Listen to him. For those who have been following the story of Jesus' early ministry and the Sermon on the Mount these past several weeks, this is a bit of a jarring shift. You see, the lectionary skips over a whole lot of Jesus' ministry. And so we've moved from last week, very early in his ministry, to this week, coming closer to the end of his ministry. That's how we get to this moment. This moment, you see, Jesus has already foretold for the first time his death and resurrection. Now, you may remember that that's the time that Peter pulled him aside and tried to correct him and say, "Heaven forbid that shouldn't happen." And Jesus rebuked Peter. It's kind of a strong rebuke. So when we read today and it says 6 days later, it's 6 days after that moment. It's 6 days after those events that Jesus takes Peter and James and John up to the mountaintop. And when they see Moses and Elijah talking with the transfigured Jesus, well, imagining such an experience can boggle the mind. However, many people report experiences of being in the presence of God. And so I want to invite you to just take a moment and consider a time when you have experienced God's presence. Now, it's been a while since we've done this, so some of you may have left your cell phones at home. But here you go. Get out your phone. Think about a time when you experienced God's presence. What was happening? Where were you? What did you experience? And here's the question. What did you feel in that moment? Now, prime the pump. I left the responses from the early service in this, all right? But we'll form a word cloud, all right? For those of you who want to participate, you can shoot that QR code that's on a screen. Remember, just like on an airplane, what's nearest may be behind you. If you're just wanting to log in, you can go to slido.com, slido.com, and enter that code 2792472. All right. And so, from the beginning, Jesus has announced that the kingdom of heaven has come near. And today, in this moment of experiencing the kingdom of heaven really near, Peter responded with excitement, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here." If you wish. Sometimes the church so focuses on Peter's idea that people miss his asking for guidance. "If you wish, I will do this." Of course, that Peter is interrupted by this voice from a bright cloud, and he gets clear guidance from God, suggests that maybe his good idea was a bit misguided. So remember, that when figures of the Hebrew Bible witness the presence of God, they often build altars or make other monuments to mark that place. Peter's idea comes from tradition and experience. The voice gives different guidance. The way to mark this experience consists of acknowledging Jesus as the Son of God, the Beloved One. More so, listening to Jesus marks this moment. Jesus, by his teaching, throughout his ministry, by his action, by his presence, has consistently called the world to change focus. Too often the focus can be on, well, legalism, on getting it right, on, well, getting the piety right. Too often, when religious communities get caught up in functioning like that, well, they lose the focus. And there can be a focus that builds structures and understandings that crush and oppress people. Instead, Jesus calls for a focus on structures and understandings and actions that open up opportunity to live fully. This past Tuesday evening in our sessions around Joel Goza's movies, Joel said that too often, in spite of there being enough for all, the ones who are suffering do not get what they need. He suggested that the structures, the understandings, the actions don't open up the beautiful potential of all people. What gets opened up is the potential of a narrow few. Jesus says that the poor, the grieving, the landless are blessed in the kingdom of heaven. Love goes even to them. Throughout his ministry, Jesus has embodied this love that sides with the powerless at every turn. When the voice of God speaks from the cloud on a mountaintop, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased." Listen to him. Indeed, listen to him. And Jesus says to his disciples of every time and place, "Get up, do not be afraid." Then he leads them down off of the mountaintop, back among people who are hurting, who are struggling with their own demons, who experience the crushing influence of some ways of the religious and empire structures. What does the presence of God feel like? Within this congregation, we see some examples. Check it out. Peace and calm, astonishment, awe, awesome. It feels right. It's like seeing the ocean, being at the communion rail, feeling warmth, feeling directed. Sometimes there can be fear, but there's also hope and thanksgiving. There's thankfulness. There's a sense of safety. And so much more in the glory of God. Today, let us take a sense of being in the presence of God out into the world to experience the fullness and to share the fullness that everyone can be. Amen.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.